Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You download that app, you follow us, WILK News Radio, follow the Rob O'Donnell Show, and you got us there. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show. We're on iHeartRadio platforms now. You could listen to us anywhere. You also ask your smart speaker. Yeah, you know which ones I'm talking about. Don't want to say them. But that's what I listen to when I'm home, because I'm usually using my phones and iPads interactively back and forth to prepare for you guys each and every day. So I just go to my smart speaker. I have both kinds. I have the A speaker and the G speaker. And I just tell it to play WILK News Radio, and it plays us live. So you can check us out there as well. How's everyone doing on this Monday, September 22nd, 2025, 74 degrees, today is the first day of fall. So I guess that's the last day of summer. I think fall came in somewhere, 2 o'clock today, I think, was the exact time it came in. It doesn't matter. The leaves are already starting to change. 219, see, I was right on. Jake right there with the technical data, as always. So 219 today, summer ended, and it became the first day of fall officially. Drove down to Virginia and back this weekend, Thursday, right after the show. Kept the little secret. The missus was in here in the studio for about 5 minutes before the show ended. And then we headed right down, straight down to Virginia Beach because we had the Naval Air Station Oceana Air Show family day. And high school, it wasn't high school. It was elementary school or school STEM day. So military families and the high schools or the school districts in the area of Virginia Beach all came out to have a really great. They had robotics. They had the EOD underwater divers that were doing tic-tac-toe in their scuba gear in a big tank where the kids stay on the outside and they play tic-tac-toe against them. Some of those little ones got splashed when they lost. I saw it all. But the air show was just outstanding. I posted a few pictures from down there. And then Saturday and Sunday was the air show open to the public. Again, just an entire weekend of America running wild in the skies, and it was just something else to see. So we'll talk about that a little later in the show today. But hopefully you did something great this weekend. Weather was nice. I haven't had to cut my grass in a couple of weeks because of the lack of rain we're getting, so no complaints here. I came home yesterday evening, just before sunset yesterday. I looked at the grass and was like, nope, another week, I'm good. So, but it's coming. We're also going to talk about, being it's the first day of fall, we're going to talk about the predictions and what the Farmer's Almanac says and the old Farmer's Almanac. I didn't know there were two different. There's the Farmer's Almanac and then there's the old Farmer's Almanac. And they both kind of differ on what we're expecting, both in fall and winter. But we're going to talk about that later in the show as well. It was great to see some memorials this weekend. We're also going to talk later in the show, but the Philadelphia Eagles honored the three York police officers who were killed in the line of duty, had their pictures and their names up on their Jumbotron, and it was just a fitting honor to those heroes. And you had the memorial for Charlie Kirk yesterday. On the way home, I was listening to it. We carried it live here on WILK News Radio. So hopefully you were either watching it on TV or listening to it there. Just a tremendous, tremendous outpouring of support. It was capacity crowd, 70,000 people inside the stadium, and then an additional, they're saying up a little over 200,000 there altogether. Now, I heard just outside the overflow viewing areas, there was another 30,000 there, and then they're saying there was 100,000 on top of that just in the area to be part of the experience of honoring Charlie Kirk. And listen, if he wasn't your cup of tea, or if he was, you know, that's your personal choice. That's your opinion. But the rhetoric that's out there from members of Congress totally making up or distorting things he said and how he said things, or taking small pieces to say, well, he was a racist. He didn't like the black community, and you know, he was a homophobe, and all these things that are coming out. If you listen to the things he said in their entirety and how the context they were put in, and I spent a lot of time this weekend in my free time, and there wasn't a lot of it, but doing just that, listening to the entire context. Okay, this is what they're saying he said and his stances were. Where are they getting this from? And then you listen to the entire back and forth of what he was saying, and it wasn't even close to what he was saying, especially when it comes to DEI and the Civil Rights Act. And so he is totally being taken out of context when it comes to that, where he pretty much said the opposite. He said the Civil Rights Act in its intent was a great piece of legislation. The Civil Rights Act, for what its intent was a far cry from what it's being used for now as far as letting transgenders into girls' spaces. And that's the context he was saying these things. He goes, in that context, the Civil Rights Act is not being used properly and was a poor piece of legislation. So when you start looking into the whole thing, and I'm going to tell you right off the bat now, forgive me, I'm kind of fighting off this chest cold that started about 2 days ago. Yesterday, it kind of got ramped up, and then this morning, of course, you know, full blown. So I got my cough drops here. I have my water, but just forgive me if I have to take a break or cough or I don't sound the same here. So somebody said Fox carried the whole air show on Fox, enjoyed the wing walkers from Snowboarder Guy. I'm glad Fox car. I did not know Fox was going to be there. I did see Odyssey was sponsoring a big viewing area tent for, I know they were there for the STEM kids, fifth graders from all around the area were there. And it was fun watching them take in this, but just incredible. So back to again, we're going to talk about the air show later in the show. To talk about this memorial for Charlie Kirk, one of the things, and I've said this from the start when the arrest was made, and this case first started really developing, that yes, they are charging the death penalty. Yes, you know, it is on the table as far as the prosecution goes, as far as the attorney handling the case. But I said I would not be surprised if the family, be it his wife Erica, and well, she's pretty much running that decision for her family, has a different view of what they want to see as far as justice goes. Now, obviously, they believe this person is a criminal, and obviously they believe this person needs to face justice. But to hear her yesterday in front of millions of people, because it was televised and broadcasted across the nation, in front of millions of people, just a little over a week after her husband being taken from her, she professes that she forgives the person who took everything from her. And the strength it must take to do that, I envy someone like that, because I base a lot of my stuff on faith. But if someone took someone close to me like that, vengeance would be my go-to. And I'm sorry, I'm being honest with you. Vengeance would be my go-to. To hear her come out in front of her friends, her family, the supporters by the hundreds of thousands and millions of people watching her and profess just a week after viewing her husband's body on a table after both the sheriff and the medical examiner said, you do not want to see him like this. There is a lot of damage to his neck area. And she wanted to see the love of her life one last time. To her to profess that forgiveness is just a profound visual of her faith that she must have so deeply. Because, again, I could not have that. I just could not. And I said from the start, though, knowing the Kirk family, not intimately, but like I do, and knowing that both him and her especially are people of faith, I could see her saying and getting up in front of the court during the sentencing phase of this and saying, we do not want the death penalty. We do not want more death here. You know, he has his life in prison or whatever the sentence may be if it gets to that point. And it may be a bargaining chip for the prosecution to where she meets with them ahead of time and they go to the defense attorney and say, hey, if he pleads guilty right now, we take the death penalty off the table. And, you know, sort of like what happened with the Idaho murder case with the suspect from here in Pennsylvania. But I said from the start, you know, it's easy to say they want the death penalty. I think it's a great tool for prosecutors to have it. To use as leverage for a defendant. But in the end, I said, I don't believe that she will want the death penalty. And I think I'm much more solid on my speculation now after hearing her again just over a week and a half after her husband was taken from her, professing to the world that she forgives the person who did it. God bless her. I mean, that's all I could say there. And there is some profound level of her faith that I hope to one day achieve myself. And I think a lot of us do, because I think most of us in this sort of situation, and I've said this before, you know, I've shook my fist at the sky and yelled at God on more than one occasion during some low points in my life and some things that I thought that I was going through. And this would for sure be one of those times. Two young children just started their life 5 years ago. I believe they were married in 2019. So to see her in front of the world say that she forgives this monster who took everything from her and her kids. I think it's just something we all can learn from. And I kind of expected it from the start, knowing the faith-based level that she has and her family had. So it's going to be an interesting case moving forward, because I do think in the end, she professes to the court herself, to the judge who is going to be bringing down a sentence sooner or later, that she does not, in fact, want the death penalty as an option here. And a lot of times in cases like that, matter of fact, I don't know if I could find one where the courts overruled the victim's family's wishes when it came to something like this. So it's going to be something as we watch going forward. So we'll stay tuned, and it was just a fitting memorial to see and everyone that was there, and I think it was extremely touching.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 325, 74 degrees on this Monday, September 22nd. Cabinet Guy texted in, says he's got the Monk fellas coming over to give him an estimate shortly. Good to hear that. Again, the system exceeds my expectations, and that's not easy to do. Something else, Turning Point USA just about an hour ago posted that they are continuing their campus tours. As early as this week, they will be at the University of Minnesota. They will be at Virginia Tech on the 24th, Utah State on the September 30th,
Montana State in October, University of North Dakota, University of Oklahoma, Indiana, University of Bloomington, Louisiana State University, Ole Miss, Auburn University. That's just a – and UC Berkeley on November 10th. So that's just a – they put out a tour schedule that they are continuing their work. And they are not going to slow down, and I expect it to increase. We even got local chapters here that are looking to fire up, and I've been in contact with some of the leaders that are looking to do that to help give them the platform to bring awareness to what they're looking to do here, both at the University of Scranton and Misericordia University. So if you're on a college campus in this area, go to tpusa.com and check out the assistance they can give you in starting a chapter. So, you know, I talked about it earlier today, the three detectives that were killed in York, Pennsylvania. And again, just a tragedy, not only for the community, but the families and the nation. It was great to see the Philadelphia Eagles honor them at their game this weekend. Now that their pictures are out, you know, Mark Baker, Cody Becker, and Isaiah Emenheiser, shot to death during this ambush. And they entered the home of a woman where a suspect stalker armed with a rifle was hiding. And no doubt that stalker was laying in wait to kill that young woman and her mother. He already killed the family dog while laying in wait. And these police officers who went there swearing to uphold their duty to serve and protect, to protect the public, searching for a known armed individual, ambushed, and unfortunately three of these heroes' lives were taken. To see the outpouring from the community, to see the escort and how the community came out is just heartwarming. And it says that they will they'll be missed for their humility, hard work, and willingness to help others, say those who knew them. And you got to figure the three men were lauded as pillars of Northern York County Regional Police Department, where they had served nearly six decades combined. Again, they saved the life of that woman and her mother as they walked into the ambush. They were devoted to their communities. Becker was a star athlete in high school. Baker was a computer forensic investigation specialist. And a friend says Emenheiser was a perfectionist who had dreams of opening his own gym complex. All were fathers, leaving behind wives and eight kids in total. Eight. Emenheiser, 43, had served 20 years on the force after becoming a father at a young age, graduated from York College, serving briefly in the Secret Service. He loved working out, once posting a photo of himself with Hulk Hogan in the gym while on vacation in Clearwater, Florida. Two men had logged nearly 10,000 hours in the gym together during the course of their 24-year friendship. This is the person telling us about the story. He said, Isaiah remains the hardest working, most selfless man I've ever met. He served his community as a police officer, as a detective, helping make the place he grew up in loved safer for everyone. And that was coming from a friend of his, Cody Bright. Says, as a police officer, Emenheiser had a lot of close calls and had gotten a tattoo of the badge of an officer from the department who had died in the line of duty in 2008.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Detective Sergeant Cody Baker, Becker, 39, served with the department for 16 years. Had been a big name in his hometown of Spring Grove going back to high school, where he was a star athlete for the Rockets in football, baseball, and wrestling. And Detective Mark Baker started his career with the Philadelphia Police Department in 2001, moved to Northern York Regional Police Department in 2004, counting down the days to retirement. Eight children without their fathers now. Serving the community. Just a devastating loss. Detective Cody Becker also went on to Millersville University, even qualifying for the NCAA Division I wrestling tournament in 2007. Just goes to show the humanization and faces behind their uniforms that a lot of people don't often see. And again, eight children and three wives growing up without their dads. There's evil in the world. It's our job to overcome it. It's 3:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show, 3:38. Remember, get your umbrellas handy this week. We might finally get some rain. So a member of the Scranton City's Human Relations Commission is facing multiple charges. Now, the city says the member was no longer an active or involved member, but he was still on the Human Relations Commission list. And this isn't his first run-in with the law. So a Scranton man who trespassed on West Scranton High School's property Friday and later assaulted a Geisinger employee attempting to help him during a mental health crisis faces multiple charges with aggravated assault, according to a criminal complaint. Now, this is what caused a temporary lockdown of the Scranton schools on Friday, if you recall that. Michael Villa, 29, of Pittston Avenue, who sits on the city's Human Relations Commission, allegedly showed up at the school requesting a tour. When he was denied, he began acting erratically, and staff became concerned for building safety. Scranton police officers immediately responded at the school, but he had already left. It was then that the district put the building on a brief lockdown while law enforcement searched for him because they were unaware of his intentions. After being taken into custody by city police and being transported to Geisinger Community Medical Center for mental health evaluation, Villa threw his cell phone at a security guard's head, according to the complaint. His coworkers said he seemed to become increasingly unstable in recent weeks, according to an affidavit accompanying a search warrant request for his vehicle. They said Villa slammed doors, punched things, and spoke incoherently. Yeah, that's someone you might want on your city's Human Relations Commission. At one point, he was overheard referencing Charlie Kirk, the recently slain conservative activist, saying, "It's our time to rise. It's our time to stand up," according to the affidavit. He also stated that he enjoyed shooting his firearm and liked taking it apart. According to the affidavit, a protection from abuse order was issued against Villa on September 16th, which required he relinquish all firearms. Villa, however, did not turn over his guns, police said. Villa remains at Lackawanna County Prison in lieu of bail. Mayor Paige Gebhardt-Cognetti, which unanimously approval from Scranton City Council, appointed Villa to the Scranton Human Relations Commission in November of 2022. He replaced the former commissioner, Teresa Osborne, who resigned earlier this month. Then-President Kyle Donahue, Bill King, Mark McAndrew, Jessica Rothschild, and Tom Schuster all voted in favor of the appointment. The term expires February 23rd of 2026. Now, Scranton solicitor Jessica Eskra said Villa wasn't active and involved on the board for quite some time, possibly as far back as 2023. Well, maybe that would have been a good time to remove him, especially after his first arrest and order of protection for him to turn in his guns. According to the city website, the Human Relations Commission receives and investigates complaints filed by people who believe they have been the victim of unlawful discrimination. Villa's recent charges, which also include harassment and criminal trespass on school property, are not the first time he's been in legal trouble. In August of 2023, he was sentenced to 6 months of probation for resisting arrest, fleeing or attempting to elude an officer, and defiant trespassing, public records show. Well, maybe that would have been a good time to remove him from your commission, don't you think? August of 2023, when he was arrested. So to say now that he wasn't an active member, well, he was still a member. Some things you just got to shake your head on. I want to thank the show's sponsor for today, Whitman Lawn Care. Appreciate their support of the show. Whitman Lawn Care can help protect your yard from fleas and ticks so you can let the good times roll without the worry. You can call them at 570-451-3683 and take your backyard back. Again, that's WhitmanLawnCare.com. Check them out. They can get rid of those pesty bugs in your backyard. 347 here, 74 degrees on this Monday, September 22nd. So the Federal Trade Commission has filed a bombshell suit against Ticketmaster, seeking billions over exorbitant fees, turning a blind eye to bots. It's been coming harder and harder to get tickets to our favorite shows, and the tickets keep going up and up. Well, the Federal Trade Commission filed this lawsuit on Thursday, accusing the online broker of raking in profits through exorbitant fees and turning a blind eye to bots illegally reselling millions of tickets to customers. Basically, they buy up a whole lot of tickets, they raise the prices, and sell them on a secondary market, leaving you or I out in the lurch for tickets here. The FTC is seeking billions of dollars in penalties under the Bots Act, which allows fines of $53,000 per violation. The agency lawsuit alleges Ticketmaster has also allowed bots to resell millions of tickets beyond the purchase limits it publicly announces since the Bots Act took effect. That means Ticketmaster, in theory, could face astronomical fines that could cripple the company, as well as potential future refund payments for customers if it loses the case found to have harmed consumers. I see a settlement coming quickly in the future for this, because it's just ripe for that. The total amount of fines is potentially in the hundreds of billions of dollars, a source said. Filed in California federal court, the lawsuit accuses Ticketmaster, a subsidiary of Live Nation, of sweeping violation of the Better Online Ticket Sales Act, the BOTS Act. The FTC has jurisdiction over the 2016 law, which bans the use of bots to buy tickets in bulk, a common tactic that allows resellers to jack up the prices. Basically, they monopolize the system. They get all the tickets, and you have no choice if you want to go but to buy their higher prices. The complaint accuses Ticketmaster of misleading customers by listing deceptively low ticket prices when customers search for events on its website, only to jack up the prices at checkout with mandatory fees that sometimes reach 30% or more of the initial price. It should not cost an arm and a leg to take a family to a baseball game or to attend your favorite musician's show, said the FTC chairman in a statement. They're working hard to ensure that fans have a shot at buying fair price tickets, and lawsuit is a monumental step in that direction. I mean, tickets for sub events are just out of bounds. I mean, I can't tell you the last time I've been to an NFL game because the tickets are just outrageously expensive. I'll stick to my AAA baseball and my college football, and even some college games are getting out of control. I remember I wanted to go to a bowl game a couple of years ago, and you were talking thousands of dollars per ticket, $4,000 per ticket. No, thank you. I could just as easy go tailgate in the parking lot, get the same atmosphere, and watch the game on a TV in the back of the rental car that I have. It's 3:50, time for the Bloomberg Money Minute. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio 354. It just goes to show you, as I'm during the breaks, you know, I kind of scroll through X and Facebook to see, you know, what's going on, what's trending, is there any breaking news anywhere that comes up, as I'm also on my computer looking at news sites as well. Here's the left-leaning media for you. So there's a picture of at the memorial from yesterday, Donald Trump embracing Erica Kirk on stage. And this pundit wrote, Sorry, I don't want to spoil the party, but why did Erica wait until she's standing with the most famous man alive in front of the whole world at most significant moment in her life to throw up the devil horn gesture? Now, Erica Kirk is holding up her hand as Trump has his arm around her, and she has her head bowed crying on the stage. And she has her left hand up with her thumb out, her index finger up, and her pinky out with the two middle fingers down. And they're saying, well, she's doing the devil horned gesture. Well, for the sane people out there and the normal thinking people, that's the American Sign Language sign for I love you. But it just goes to show, and this is being run with by a bunch of MSNBC and the likes, that she was secretly gesturing the devil horn gesture when Donald Trump was up on stage embracing her, instead of the American Sign Language of I love you. So it just goes to show how ridiculous and how low these people will go. And it's just disgraceful. Here's a woman in her most dire moment of grief, and that's what they're putting out there, trying to turn things within. It's just crazy. Speaking of politics, and I posted this last night or this morning, or I forget, it all blends into each other. Josh Shapiro, our governor here, yes, Governor Josh Shapiro, Pennsylvania, has been taking some unusual shots at former vice president and presidential candidate Kamala Harris. Does he see her as a threat maybe in 2028? Does he think that she may throw her hat in the ring and he's planning on putting his, so he's taking preemptive shots to kind of knock her down? Now, mind you, she's already taken some at him as well, which is odd because he was on the short list to be her running mate. And there's a lot of chatter about that, I get. You know, she's looking at her Democrat base that has gone so far left that, God forbid, they pick a Jewish American to be her running mate, because that would alienate the progressives of her caucus. And they couldn't pick, or in her own words, they couldn't pick Pete Buttigieg because America's not ready for a gay vice president. No, we're just not ready for an incompetent vice president who just happens to be gay. Rick Grenell is gay, and I think he would make a phenomenal vice president. So, and there's many more. But Josh Shapiro said Kamala Harris will have to answer for never raising concerns over Biden's health. This is coming out more and more. And even Kamala Harris has been taking distancing herself from the Biden administration. And there's been pushback from the Biden inner circle, basically telling Kamala Harris to back off or else, you know, they'll release some stuff. But this is an odd preemptive strike from Josh Shapiro, said Kamala Harris is going to have to answer for not publicly raising concerns about former President Joe Biden's fitness to do the job before 2024 presidential election, telling Stephen A. Smith in an interview released Thursday that her silence needs explaining. I haven't read the former vice president's book, Shapiro said. He said Harris is going to have to answer for how she was in the room and yet never said anything publicly. So I think it's becoming more and more accepted and widespread that a lot of people knew that he wasn't calling the shots or running the day-to-day operation, but a lot of people just looked the other way and kept it going. Not only so much so, they tried to run this guy again until finally they couldn't anymore after that debate. Well, if he's asking, if Josh Shapiro is asking these questions about, let's say, Kamala Harris, shouldn't he be asking them about the people here as well? Joe Biden spent a lot of time in Scranton coming here. The mayor of Scranton spent a lot of time with, by her own statements, a lot of time with Joe Biden, where he made her job easy being mayor. Her quote. Now she comes out and says that Joe Biden's border decisions drove her crazy. I don't remember any statements for the 4 years that he was president of her saying anything like that, but I guess now she's trying to distance herself from that disaster of a border. Well, it looks like Democrats are running in different corners to protect themselves for whatever the future may hold. But I found it odd that Josh Shapiro would take this preemptive strike at Harris, unless he sees her as a threat for 2028. 4 o'clock here at WILK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.